coalition of cities in Texas that had gathered to fight the construction of 11 proposed coal-fired plants that were going to be put around the area of Waco.
Key moments of the struggle shine through the film, like when then-mayor of Dallas, Texas, Laura Miller, said that never in the history of Texas had so many cities banded together to fight for the environment, and especially for coal. An excerpt of the film targets one particular coal company called TXU.
TXU Chief Executive John Wilder announced today a plan to build 11 new coal-burning power plants.
The level of commitment to both the Texas economy and the Texas environment is not just uncommon. It is setting a standard for the entire energy industry.
Altogether, there were 19 coal plants being proposed simultaneously. And of that, TXU was going to build 11. The largest single number of coal plants that are being proposed anywhere in the United States were being proposed here in Texas.
Miller brought Houston Mayor Bill White, as well as mayors from cities across Texas, to join the Texas Cities for Clean Air Coalition, which fought the new coal plants.
That's when a lot of folks around here got real excited.
Listen, somebody's got to do something, but somebody has to be us.
From what I've seen from them, they can come in here, do what they're going to do, and just basically think that we're going to lay down and roll over.
And as one of the attorneys said when we were down in Austin, the pollution only goes to the barbed wire fence. I didn't fall off of a cabbage truck.
The public health effects of burning fossil fuels are a major concern, as is how that energy is obtained. In his State of the Union address last night, President Barack Obama emphasized the need for diversifying energy sources, which would also create new jobs.
And that means building a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants in this country. It means making tough decisions about opening new offshore areas for oil and gas development. It means continued investment in advanced biofuels and clean coal technologies. And yes, it means passing a comprehensive energy and climate bill with incentives that will finally make clean energy the profitable kind of energy in America.
But at a watch party in Ybor City, sponsored by Organizing for America, the Obama supporters WMNF spoke with all opposed drilling for oil off the coasts of Florida and were mixed about Obama's support for nuclear energy. Obama calls coal a safe solution, but many environmentalists say clean coal is anything but. Alec Craig is a minister at the church. He says his congregation has been unsuccessful in resolving their issues with a Progress Energy coal plant on the Anclote River in Tarpon Springs, Florida,
where we have several members living, and who have been telling me for the last 6 months about soot that settles on their cars, their houses, seeps in, and their frustration with trying to get something to happen with the power plant there on Bailey's Bluff, but have been unsuccessful.
Rob Sarenbetz lives only 2 miles from the Anclote power plant and complains that the EPA won't properly regulate the smokestack emissions.
The soot just covers the neighborhood. I painted my roof white to try and keep it out of school, and it blackens with the soot. They got out of putting a filtering system in. Now, filters would solve the problem, but they won't do it. But the EPA said they didn't have to do it.
Although only a handful of people attended the film, Willingham hopes the message may bring a larger audience in the future.
And I think it inspires people like Rob and other people who have to deal with these issues and who may feel powerless when facing these big companies, to see how other people have done it. And so I think when people start to see that they do have power together, you know, that the small groups of people can do big things, it's always a good thing.